From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Donald Trump announces a decision on his business interests. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will take himself completely out of business operations at his company in order to focus on the presidency without any conflicts of interest. The topic has been a key question since his election, with his company involved in properties in areas across the world and within the United States. Trump wrote on Twitter he would hold a news conference December 15th to discuss the move. Also Wednesday, former Goldman Sachs executive Steven Mnuchin has been selected as Trump's nominee for Treasury Secretary, while billionaire Wilbur Ross said he was the choice to lead the Commerce Department. Air conditioner maker Carrier said Tuesday it has reached an agreement with President-elect Trump to keep about 1,000 manufacturing jobs in the Midwestern state of Indiana and not move them to Mexico. The company said on Twitter it is pleased to have reached the deal and that details would come soon. Trump himself said he would go to Indiana Thursday to make a major announcement about Carrier. He boasted great deal for workers. A Trump transition team official said Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is also the governor of Indiana, will join Trump to talk more about the agreement with Carrier officials on Thursday. One of Trump's frequent promises during his campaign for president was that he would prevent companies from moving jobs outside the country and bring back those that have already left by imposing stiff tariffs on products and companies wanted to sell in the U.S. Local union leaders expressed appreciation for Trump highlighting their cause. The union representing the Carrier workers told VOA, "We really appreciate him doing that. It's like really getting the message out." This is VOA. The U.N. Security Council voted Wednesday to further tighten sanctions on North Korea in response to their fifth and largest nuclear test yet. The council unanimously approved the sanctions resolution following months of diplomatic wrangling over how best to respond to North Korea's latest nuclear test in September and their repeated defiance of international sanctions and diplomatic pressure. The vote was announced by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Very thorough.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council. It sends an unequivocal message that the DPRK must cease further provocative actions and comply fully with its international obligations.
The new sanctions target North Korea's hard currency revenues by placing a cap on coal exports, cutting them by at least 62%. There are other items in the sanctions. Also on the UN Security Council scheduled today, an emergency meeting on the recent increase in hostilities in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Britain and France called for the session, which Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin criticized as a propaganda campaign. It follows a dire prediction Tuesday from UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, who told the European Parliament fighting in Aleppo is intensifying and more civilians are trying to escape. Norwegian Refugee Council Secretary General Jan Egeland said the residents of Aleppo are caught.
It couldn't be worse. This is a 250,000 people in free fall. It's something that will become a stain on our conscience as humanity.
Many civilians have fled their homes empty-handed, a situation humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien called alarming and chilling. The United States and United Nations representatives are warning in separate meetings today of escalated tension and potential violence in South Sudan. Keith Harper, the U.S. representative at the U.N. Human Rights Council, said in Geneva, "We have credible information that the South Sudanese government is currently targeting civilians in central Equatoria and preparing for large-scale attacks in the coming days or weeks." That claim was quickly denied by his South Sudanese counterpart and South Sudan Ambassador Kual Alor Kual Arap, denying any buildup of forces or plans for an offensive in an interview with the Associated Press. And Cuban civilians are lining the island nation's streets and roads to view the ashes of the late leader Fidel Castro. The procession is moving east from Havana, following in reverse the route Castro and his rebel fighters took as they advanced on the capital from Sierra Maestra Mountains.
That's the latest world news from VOA.